After I pull her out of the coffin, I tell her she needs to rest for a few moments before doing anything else. I think it's such a pity I'll never really know her. Perhaps it's best that way. That's how most of my clients prefer it. How do you feel? At first, the woman doesn't seem to know quite how to answer.
Like a bug on a windshield,
she says at last, her voice trembling a little. I laugh. At least she has a sense of humor about the whole ordeal. Very often, those who go underground come back with a distinct surliness or a decidedly maudlin demeanor, as if I had threatened them in some way.
How long was it?
She asks, her eyes searching my face. 30 minutes, I say.
Not years.
What did you think about? I watch as she shuts her eyes and tightens her hands into small fists.
Where's my purse?
She asks. That's not an answer, and I frown, displeased. Still in the car with all your other things.
Will you get it for me?
When I deliver it to her, she immediately starts rooting around inside.
What did you think about?
I repeat.
My mother finding me in the bathroom, she says, pulling a small container filled to the brim with little white pills out of her bag.
What did you see? The young woman closes her eyes as if she had quietly been dreading the question, knowing full well I might ask it.
Nothing, she says, staring blankly at me. There was nothing for me there.
I watch as she unscrews the cap of the small bottle and shakes the contents over the open grave.